In the name of our Lord, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Could everyone hear our scripture reading from the prophet Jeremiah okay? I ask because it seems at least one person had some difficulty, particularly that guy Pashur, the priest, the son of Immer. It says when he heard Jeremiah's words, he had the prophet beaten and thrown in stocks for the purposes of public disgrace. It seems maybe he didn't hear all that well. Ironically, his response of violence powerfully illustrated and validated the word of the Lord through Jeremiah immediately preceding. At the end of chapter 19, we read, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I am bringing upon this city and upon all its towns all the disaster that I have pronounced against it, because they have stiffened their neck, refusing to hear my words." Pashur's hearing problem was not a unique condition. In fact, it was really history repeating itself. Not that long before, in the northern kingdom, the priest Amaziah had had a similar hearing problem with the prophet Amos. When Amos came to Samaria, preaching the wrath of God against sin and calling the people to repentance, Amaziah's response was basically, "Amos, shut up and go home. Nobody wants to hear your message of gloom and doom. Be quiet and go away." Of course, Pashur would follow in his predecessor's footsteps with the same response and rebuke to the prophet Jeremiah. But the reality is, the message of God's wrath against sin is hard for anyone to hear. You might think that Pashur should have learned a lesson from his counterpart in the northern kingdom, particularly after Amos's predictions were proven true. But it's human nature to rationalize how God's wrath against sin applies to them, but not to us. I mean, after all, Amos was talking about the northern kingdom. And the northern kingdom, well, they deserved God's wrath. They were the ones who rejected God's anointed king. They abandoned the Davidic line to follow Jeroboam ben Nebat because he was capable, instead of Rehoboam, the representative of God's messianic promise. The northern kingdom had abandoned the sacrifices of God's house, setting up a shop in Gilgal and offering all kinds of sacrifices to all kinds of other gods. They really needed to repent. They really deserved God's wrath. But in Judah, in Jerusalem, Pashur must have rationalized, the son of David sits on the throne, and God's holy presence is enthroned on the mercy seat in the Holy of Holies, as sacrifices he prescribed for his sin offerings and guilt offerings are made in the temple. God would never forsake his temple or his chosen king, right? And the law is hard to hear. And can we really blame Pashur that much if he expected to hear Jeremiah preach a little more gospel? Sure, Jeremiah, go ahead and preach the law, absolutely. I mean, yeah, we've broken thou shalt have no other gods through thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's donkey, but you got to follow that up with the promises. We have sinned, but it's okay because. And of course, that is not a proper distinction between law and gospel. Of course, the gospel does predominate. The gospel would predominate. We can see in history how God did not abandon his people even in exile. His saving presence for Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego illustrates that fact. And God did not leave his people in exile, but with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm brought them back to the land he had promised them. But they would first go into exile, see their homes and lands burned and destroyed, their loved ones killed with the sword or carted off into captivity because of their sin. In time, God would send his Son, the perfect King, and the true temple, more perfect than Pashur could have ever conceived. And then God displayed what Pashur certainly did not conceive, the absolute necessity of his judgment and the horrifying severity of his judgment against sin that caused even this perfect King and perfect temple to be destroyed and forsaken on the cross because of our sin. And so we must ask ourselves, can we hear Jeremiah? The wrath of God against sin is real. The law must crush. The law will kill. And we must repent without delay, because it will only be more painful later. Yes, the gospel must predominate, but the gospel's predominance is not a shortcut around repentance. The gospel does not proclaim sin tolerable instead of terrible. And Jeremiah warns us against selective hearing. Ears open to God's promises, but closed to his commands. Or maybe even worse, selective preaching to those who are called to preach, like Pashur, who was found guilty and was condemned to die in captivity in Babylon because of his false preaching, peace, peace, where there was no peace. Can you hear Jeremiah? If Jeremiah were to name your sin in specific, lust, prideful ambition, anger, greed and gluttony and drunkenness, could you hear and repent? You should. The law must do its work. And that work is a blessing. Because to those who are crushed by the law, who feel the guilt of their sin and the terror of God's wrath against sin, then the gospel sounds forth loud and clear, louder than our shame and clearer than our fear, proclaiming a new life in Christ that is greater and better by far than life in denial of our sin. As we just sang, blessed are those who hear God's word and keep it. Brothers and sisters, let us willingly hear God's word, both gospel and law, and heed it. Amen.